Pioneer Courthouse Square originally housed Central School, built in the 1860s. In 1890, a hotel was completed on this spot, making it the center for social activity until 1951, when the city cleared the hotel to make way for a two-story parking lot. Remnants of the hotel, an original archway and iron gatework, are found today on the east side of the square. The reimagined square we see today opened in 1984 as a public park. One of the more recognized pieces of public art in Portland is Seward Johnson's Allow Me, commonly referred to as Umbrella Man. You can see him here in the square. It depicts a life-size man dressed in a business suit, hailing a cab and holding an umbrella, and is one of seven casts that were made. Seward Johnson, whose grandfather founded the Johnson & Johnson Company, where he worked for a time, is a somewhat controversial artist. Seward was known for his lifelike sculptures, and he maintained a studio and even built a foundry in New Jersey. The next piece of art we see in the middle, Weather Machine. It's a luminokinetic bronze sculpture and columnar machine that serves as a weather beacon, displaying a weather prediction each day at noon. Designed and constructed by Omen Design Group Incorporated, the approximately 30-foot-tall sculpture was installed in 1988. During its daily 2-minute sequence, which includes a trumpet fanfare, mist, and flashing lights, the machine displays one of three metal symbols as a prediction of the weather for the following 24 hours. A sun for clear and sunny weather, a blue heron for drizzle and transitional weather, or a dragon and mist for rainy or stormy weather. Its creators describe the machine as lighthearted, active, distinctive, and fun. Those who inspired the sculpture called it a gentle spectacle and described the work as a cartoon contraption and an odd little thingamajig. It has bells and whistles and other mechanized wonders that confirm rain sometimes after the downpour and proudly announce sunshine in the bright light of day. Weather Machine has been compared to a giant scepter and has been called bizarre, eccentric, playful, unique, wacky, whimsical, zany, and a piece of wizardry. In other words, welcome to Portland. Hang around in the park to soak up the atmosphere. Grab a bite at one of the food carts or a coffee at the 40th Starbucks in the world, which is opened here in 1989. The water feature in the form of a cascading waterfall makes this the perfect place to sunbathe. Or just pretend you're in Italy at one of those iconic squares from which this one draws its inspiration.